Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1332. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Ravar Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Rafur Shalema Yehudis Chava Basli Bar Nina Shetakav Rafur Shalema Pesach Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to a malach of Merakhed sifting. Okay, so we're just going through some various interesting, halachas, the practical applications, if you want to call it, in the malach of Merakhed sifting. Found the various different sfarim. We went through basically the klolim, and the various different categories and so on. And we're just trying to apply the cases. So Rav Shimon Nida brings down in his sefer, the Halachas of Shabbos on page 195. Interesting. We spoke about a few shiurim ago in reference to the slotted spoon. We said you can't use a slotted spoon, right? I want to take out my coleslaw and drain it out. I want only the coleslaw. I don't need all the juice. I want to drain it out. I can't do that. I want to take out, let's say, a piece of chicken or, from my soups. I'll take my slotted spoon and I'll drain it out. You can't do that. But he brings down, interesting, on page 195. Let's say I don't have a regular spoon. I want to use a slotted spoon. That's what I have available. So he says, and I have the coleslaw. Now the question is, now I have the coleslaw, and I want the coleslaw, and I want the liquids. I want it all. So take a spoon. You take coleslaw and you take liquid, and fine, and you're good to go. I don't have a spoon. I only have the slotted spoon. So the question is now, could I use a slotted spoon? Now I have the coleslaw and I have the liquids, but I want to have the liquids also with the coleslaw. So could I use the slotted spoon, even though it's a kli that's made for straining? Could I use it to take out my coleslaw with the liquids? I'll do it quickly, right? I'll dump it in real quickly. Everybody knows if you do it real fast, so then it's not going to drain out. So he says, using a spoon, a salad spoon, this type of slotted spoon, to remove coleslaw would be allowed if the person wants some of the dressing. In other words, they want the liquid with the vegetables. I want the vegetables and the liquid and everything, and I'll just quickly, scoop up some coleslaw with liquid and I'll put it right into my plate. I won't have time to drain. So that, he says, would be allowed. So that's an interesting concept that it could be sort of like, possibly, he brings on the top, possibly maybe like min echad type thing. It's all like, when I want it all. I have no intention of draining out, and I'm not going to drain it out. I'm doing it quickly. If a person takes it and they hold it up, so good, so that you can't do. But I'm going to quickly scoop it out, coleslaw and liquid together, and this is a slotted spoon, that's the only thing you have, so fine. So then he brings down that would be okay. Okay, he brings down another interesting case, says Rav Shemanite on page 194. It comes up too often, but with a straw. Somebody has a straw in the opening of a vessel and they tighten it sort of like, like to hold back the liquid has partially turbid, if you want to call it. He brings down, it has psilis in it, it has particles that a person doesn't want, but they want the liquid. So what do they do? They'll squeeze the straw together. So he brings down, one should be careful not to do that. One may not pour liquids containing psilis. Again, liquids, if there are particles in there that one doesn't want, and even, he says, even if they're only partially turbid, but one may not pour it into a vessel which contains, if they're pouring it from a vessel, whereby its opening has a straw pressed tightly together, and it's gonna withhold the stuff from coming out, right? So since the liquids fall below and the psilis is caught above, so it resembles a mishameris, which is like a strain. Even though you'll say it might not be deraisa, but l'chayru derabanan. Therefore, one should not fasten a straw in the opening of such a vessel. A straw in the opening of such a vessel for this purpose, even before Shabbos. You say, well, I'll do it before Shabbos. One has to be careful, because definitely, at least midrabbanan for sure, would have a din of a mishameris, which is like a strainer, again, whereby the liquid is, has psilis in it, and people would not drink it. One has to be careful not to do that, even though it's only a straw. Okay, now lechayru the other way also. If somebody wants to pour in through a straw and they'll tighten the straw on the bottom, and there's psilis that's going to be withheld. Either way, you slice it or dice it, as we say, it will be a problem because the straw is being used as a mishameris, as a strainer. Okay, Rabbanan brings down an interesting case, which sort of goes through some of the kolalim of Barer and Merakhed together on page 197. So he says, I don't know how much it applies so much today. I mean, obviously, the sefer was written many years ago. But he says a tea kettle or coffee pot containing a strainer in its spout. It has a strainer in the spout. Okay. And there's, let's say, tea leaves or coffee grounds, for example, right? Obviously, today there's coffee makers or whatever can be used on Shabbos, but be it as it may, let's say somebody has an original tea kettle coffee pot, but it has the coffee grounds or the tea leaves inside, smaller tea leaves, whatever. So a tea kettle or coffee pot, he says, containing a strainer in its spout, may be used if the leaves, let's say you have tea leaves or coffee grounds, and now they settle to the bottom. So you have a full tea kettle, right? Again, we're not talking about Bishel, the cooking pot on Shabbos. All that was done. Everything is finished. That's not the issue. The issue is pouring it out. So now let's say you have the tea leaves or you have the coffee grounds, whatever. Now it's settled to the bottom of the vessel. So he says so that the person is pouring only the liquid and is not straining the liquid from the grounds. In other words, the grounds from the coffee or the tea leaves are at the bottom of the kettle. When you tip the kettle, even though you have a strainer up on top of the spout, so now you're only pouring out liquids. There's only liquids from liquids. You're not separating anything. There's still liquids down at the bottom of the kettle, right, with the tea leaves or with the coffee grounds, and on the top is all liquids, right? It's sort of like with the salt shaker. We mentioned one of the reasons why you could use a salt shaker with rice, and one of the reasons was because it's salt from salt, and there's rice, let's say, at the bottom or whatever. So you're really separating salt from salt. Okay, but be it as may, we spoke about that. But if you're separating one min from another, one type from a min echad, if you want to call it, it's all liquid from liquid, so that's no problem. So that will be fine. Again, assuming that the tea leaves settle at the bottom, the coffee grounds at the bottom. However, one may pour only until they reach the residual droplets. So in other words, once it starts to drip, and the droplets, which are mixed, obviously, between the tea leaves and the coffee grounds, then one has to stop, which we've spoken about many times. When you're separating liquids from solids, once you start to hit the residual droplets, one has to stop. So that's what he says. However, one may pour only until they reach the residual droplets. Now, he says further that if the tea leaves or grounds are mixed with liquid, so let's say it's all mixed up, Taka. So that by pouring, the person is taka straining the liquid from the grounds or from the leaves. They're strained. It's all mixed up and they're taka straining. So this would taka be usur. Because how he explains it, that you're dealing with a kli. The person is considered as straining with a utensil, but now he says, and he brings on the bottom in Eis Kof Yud, he says, Kem shalatach nasa. Since it's made, since this spout is made, again, it's a spout that has this strainer up on top, and it's specifically made to strain. So that's why it's a problem. Again, it's a kli. So even if it's not dripping, as long as it's mixed up, you're dealing with a problem. When it's mixed up, when it's not mixed up, so that's not an issue. But over here, it's all mixed up. So now, what about the type of... Now what about, he goes on to explain, let's say the mouth of the vessel does not contain a strainer. There's no strainer. It's a regular tea kettle, right? Finished and good. But it has coffee grounds in it and the coffee, or it has tea leaves and the leaves are mixed. It's all mixed up. So then could I pour out? Is that a problem? So he says, one may pour, one may pour from the top opening of a kettle, the mouth of the vessel, which does not contain a strainer, the kettle, the coffee thing, kettle, whatever the case is, or the tea kettle. And there's no strainer. It's a regular kettle with a regular opening. So here also, one may pour only until the residual drops, the droplets. But again, you could pour. There's no strainer. There's no question of a kli. So you could just pour out. But once you get to the droplets, once it starts to drip, now already you're running into a problem. You have to be careful. The residual droplets would apply over here also. So once it starts to drip, that's in all cases, you gotta stop. That's the bottom line. Once the residual droplets have been reached, one may pour from the top opening of the vessel for immediate use only. But to use it for immediate use, that you could do. Let's say I'm pouring out the sardines, the oil. I'm not gonna use the oil. So I could pour the oil from sardines, right? Assuming that the can was open before Shabbos. So I could pour the oil from the sardines. But once it starts to drip, I have to stop. But I'm not using that. I could pour the juice from the coleslaw, but once it starts to drip, I have to stop because I'm not using that over here. If you're using it, so that's what he says. Once the residual droplets have been reached, one may pour from the top opening of the vessel, assuming that there's no strainer over there. It's just a spout. But if they want to use it right away, I want to have my tea. What's the problem? So if you want to use it right away, so then that's fine. You're taking oichel from solis, taking good from bad. And it's not a question of a kli over here because it's a regular opening. So it's not with something that's how it brings it on the bottom, that came into the kach nasa. It was made. made, like a strainer is made for that thing. So that's why it's problematic. So that's what he says over here. Lemaisa, that one will be allowed to use it in again. They're pouring out the tea, and even though they got to the droplets, and you have to stop at the droplets, but if it's something you're going to use right away, I'm drinking my tea. So that's what he says. Once the residual droplets have been reached, one may pour from the top opening of the vessel for immediate use only. So that will be fine. Thank you for listening. Aslachem brachah kol tov.